Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Back to Old School on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Rolling right along here on Old School, brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Check them out at any of their three Lincoln locations or their location up in Omaha. Also, their website. It's dangerous that once you start looking, you might not be able to stop. There are so many types of meats, so many types of cuts, so many great ways to prepare them. Do check out the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese today. One more thing on the text line here from Sandman 460, I believe it is. Yep. Hey, Austin, how cool was the Hoover Dam? Really cool. It was really cool. I cannot fathom the amount of work that went into designing that, into building that. It's really cool, y'all. Go check out the Hoover Dam. Sam, I don't know if you're a Drive listener and you were giving me grief about that or not, but no, the Hoover Dam was actually legitimately very, very cool. Funny story there. I just wanted to go check out the visitor center, right? Assuming, oh, it's just a little, you know, gift shop, maybe a place to sit down, catch my breath, whatever. No, you need a ticket to get into the visitor center. That I did not know that before. I'd already gone through the metal detector, and there's no exit on that side of everything. You have to go through, you have to watch the movie, and you have to take one of the two tours. So I ended up spending an extra hour and a half or 2 hours at the Hoover Dam, more than I had allotted, but you know what? It's fine. It's cool. I took a nice little walk, got my steps in for the day, giving myself the self-guided tour of the dam itself. It's just so different than what you get here in Nebraska, right? You're used to green, you're used to flat, you're used to, you know, softer features of earth and terrain. It's rough out there in Nevada, and I did cross over into Arizona as well. It's just different terrain. It's red, it's rocky, it's jagged, it's rough, it's sharp. And I also just I'm in awe of the fact that they got it built as quickly as they did with what technology they had. I can't imagine something like the Hoover Dam getting built as quickly today as it did then in just like a couple few years. You know, from start to finish. Not, it took them 2 years to get this part done and then another two years to get that part done. No, they put their mind to it. They accomplished it. They got it done. I am not an architect. I'm not an engineer. I would not be able to design one of those things myself. I don't even know if I'd be suited for the manual labor for one of those construction jobs and building it. But what I do know is I'm going to appreciate the heck out of it because it is really cool. I mean, diverting a river is not something that you just do. That's hard to do. These rivers are powerful, man. Even if it's just the quote unquote Little Colorado River, that's a big river. That's a major river. And you create a man-made lake out of it, one of the largest in the world. Just hold your water there and, oh yeah, we need some. Let's just let it spill. Sure. It would have been cool to see if it wasn't a time of drought. They're going on a pretty extended drought down there right now. They've only had to use the overflow, the spillways once, they said, back in 1983. They were desperately low on water in Lake Mead. A couple of years ago, they're back up to the lower end of normal for them. So I hope that more of the runoff comes their way here, hopefully this spring and summer. Sandman says, no, that was a legit Hoover Dam question. I've never been, but want to go. Yes, absolutely go. I think it's worth checking out. You got to drive up and down a couple switchbacks, right? Because you do go down to get to Hoover Dam. It's not ground level and goes down necessarily from what you think. You do actually drive down a little bit of a canyon. Pretty cool view. Safe roads. My trusty little Chevy Malibu got me down the hill and back up the hill, most importantly, just fine. But there's some real breathtaking views. You can go on the Nevada side. That's obviously where I was. You can
We're shipping Easter gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes, my gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send gift baskets?
For sure.
Protect electronics? Dog-proof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.
Just walk the dam. You know, you're on the Arizona side of things. You're in Arizona State. You're set. The views are cool. The science, the engineering, the mathematics that went into it, the ingenuity that went into it, the planning, the design, all of it, pretty mind-blowing. David from Manu says, I lived 10 to 16 minutes away from Hoover Dam for 12 years. What do you think about it, David? Were you as mind-blown as I was? I hope you were. It was a nice, easy drive, too, all things considered. I think it was I-11, I want to say, I took out of Vegas. Super, super simple, super easy to get to. Nice drive, quiet drive, good speed limit, decent drivers, all things considered. I didn't realize it was that close. I mean, seriously, shout out to the fellas on the drive for throwing that out there. You know the Hoover Dam is down there somewhere, but I didn't know it was that close to Vegas. It was completely worth the morning, late morning and early afternoon that I spent out there. The views were incredible. The information, the knowledge was incredible. And I knew more when I was on the trip, but I'm working on working on 36 hours right now. Absolutely. If you have the chance to go to Vegas, make it a point to go to the Hoover Dam. It's not that far out of the way at all. John and Cortland had something to say, something about, oh yes, was there not $450,000 for the college basketball crown and the trophy? No, it was kind of like a college basketball coach's contract, where you get the highest of the bonuses, not the cumulative bonus. So $500,000 total in prize money. So Boise State and Villanova both got sent home with $50,000 for their team. You had then UCF earn $100,000. So there's $200,000, 40% of the $500,000, and the winner gets the lion's share, the 60% share. Nebraska gets $300,000 out of the $500,000 total prize pool. Yeah, David, it was an amazing structure. River floats kind of scare me, but it does sound pretty cool as well. I mean, start at the bottom of the dam and just take the river down. It's not that I can't swim. It's that I prefer not to, which also, if you're the praying type and you want to say a quick prayer for my wife, she's taking my son to swimming lessons here. That's starting in about 15 minutes. So say a prayer for my wife and my son for swimming lessons, if you would, please. Swimming is fine. I'm never going to be the type to choose to jump in a pool. Not a huge lake guy. I mean, I'll sit at the lake. But I'll get in the water, fine, I'll wade, but I'm not going to go like swimming necessarily. Not a jet ski guy, not a raft guy, not a tubing guy. My wife has some really funny pictures on our little dolphin cruise. A little scared to look over the edge. The boat was going so fast and some of those waves were big. And honestly, it's a shame to my family heritage and tradition, because my grandpa on my dad's side was in the Navy. And he's got a grandson that just does not like to leave terra firma. I don't think I'm wrong for it. I probably got to open up my mind a little bit, be a little bit more adventurous. Like, I am fully on board. I admit that. Water's just scary. There's a reason water represents chaos in a lot of different cultures. So let's take our final break of the show. I do want to actually talk some Royals baseball. They are coming your way very quickly here. Not tonight, but of course, tomorrow and Wednesday. We are Lincoln's home for the Royals here on 93.7 The Ticket. Let's give you a quick rundown of the first 2 weeks for the boys in blue. 9 games in, 1 game under 500. My initial thoughts on the Kansas City Royals to wrap up Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.